This is Culture Tuesday. I'm Helena, and today is March 21st. March 21st is a special day. On March 21st, it is World Down Syndrome Day. All around the world, in Canada, America, the UK, Europe, all over, people are going to be talking about Down Syndrome. Now, Down syndrome is not a new thing. It is not anything that is just now created or discovered just in now. But it's been around for a long, long time. But you know what? I'm not a scientist. I think many of you know, Helena, you are no scientist. So I'm going to let someone else tell you about what is Down syndrome.
What is Down syndrome? Well, I have Down syndrome. Yeah. Well, what is Down syndrome is that there are three copies of chromosome 21, which comes to trisomy 21, but there isn't one more extra chromosome for people with Down syndrome.
So the CDSS, which is who just provided that lovely short video audio, that is the Canadian Down Syndrome Society, has provided several videos of people with Down syndrome explaining answers that you may have. Today, in 2023, the theme for World Down Syndrome Day is with us, not for us. So I am not going to be explaining anything about Down syndrome because I don't have Down syndrome. Actually, I've worked with people with Down syndrome both professionally and as a teacher, and I've also have friends with some children with Down syndrome, but I don't have Down syndrome. So this year, that is what they're focusing on, a human rights-based approach to disability. So the message this year for our World Down Syndrome Day is that it is with us, not for us, which is a key to a human rights-based approach to disability. What does that mean? Well, again, I'm not going to share that with you. I am going to let some lovely, lovely ambassadors with Down syndrome share with you this morning. Now, the audio is a bit stilted because it is a real people sharing their real thoughts and their real messages for World Down Syndrome Day. So you've got to have some patience listening in, but I think it is well, well worth it. After we hear the campaign for this year, I'd like to share with you guys my review on a new Oscar-winning film, An Irish Goodbye, which stars Northern Irish actor James Martin, who has Down syndrome. But for now, let us hear straight from people with Down syndrome about today.
For Down syndrome Day 2023, we call for people and organizations around the world to be with us, not for us.
The message us, not for us, is the key of a human rights-based approach to disability.
In the past, people with disabilities were treated as objects of charity who relied on others for help and support. Our network has moved on from this.
A human rights-based approach views people with disabilities as having the right to be treated fairly and have the same opportunities as everyone else, working with others to improve our lives.
Our first message is about the freedom to make our own choices.
The United Nations Conference on the Rights of the Persons with Disability calls for everyone to have the United Nations Conference on the Rights of the Persons.
So I'm just going to share just just a little bit of what the last person just said, because it wasn't very clear. The United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities calls for everyone to have the freedom to make their own choices. All right, let's continue.
The United Nations Conference on the Rights of the Person.
People with Down syndrome often have poor or cultural in support. Sometimes our supporters do things for us, not with us.
So she just said, people with Down syndrome often have poor or poor ways to control and need their support. Sometimes our supporters do things for us, not with us.
Our global network of people with Down syndrome calls for all supporters to be with us, not for us.
Our second message is about inclusion in the world of organizations.
United Nations Convention calls for full United Nations participation of persons with disabilities.
So the United Nations Convention calls for full and effective participation of persons with disabilities.
Many organizations excluded people with Down syndrome from taking part in their work. They make decisions for us, not with us.
And she just said, many organizations exclude people with Down syndrome from taking part in their work. They take decisions for us, not with us.
Our global network also calls for all organizations to include people with Down syndrome and be with us, not for our...
With us, not for us.
Our third message is about organization of person with disabilities.
Down Syndrome International is the member of an organization of people of the persons with a disability. It means represent the work with people with Down syndrome, not for.
So DSI, the Down syndrome organization, and our members are organizations of persons with disabilities. It means we represent and work with people with Down syndrome, not just for them.
Not just for them.
The United Nations says that organizations of persons with disabilities should be in. The United Nations says that organizations.
So, she just said, the United Nations Committee says that organizations of persons with disabilities should be involved in all policy and decision making.
That organizations
with Down syndrome are often excluded, and that makes me feel like this.
Our global network calls for all decision makers to involve an organization representing people with Down syndrome in all decisions and work with us and not for us.
So she said, our global network of people with Down syndrome calls for all decision makers to involve organizations representing people with Down syndrome in all decisions and to work with us, not for us. For this year's World Down Syndrome Day. So today you might find on your social media feeds, you might find in schools, you might find on the radio, people discussing Down syndrome. And one topic that has been brought up is the new film called an Irish goodbye. Now, an Irish goodbye has just won the Oscar for best short film. The film is about 26 minutes long and it is lovely. It's so lovely. Anyway, I will talk a bit more about that soon. But let's first look back, perhaps, about the history of people with Down syndrome in films. Now, this is not a new thing. No. My goodness. In 1963, there was a film called A Child is Waiting. And in it, I'll tell you a brief synopsis, Dr. Matthew Clark is the head of state institution for intellectually disabled children. Jean Henson, a former music teacher, anxious to give her life some meaning, joins the staff of the hospital. Jean, who tries to shelter the children with her love, suspiciously regards Clark's stern training methods. She becomes emotionally involved with a 12-year-old Reuben Whittaker, who has been abandoned by his divorced parents. And I believe he has Down syndrome. So that was way back in 1963. So there's loads of films from countries around the world that has featured people with disabilities, but specifically people with Down syndrome. So it has been a delightful way. Not a delightful way. It's a way to... It's true life. You're walking around and there are people in this world with Down syndrome. And having them represented, having them on screen in our media is very, very important. But as the theme for World Down Syndrome Today is with us, not for us, a lot of the films are now moving towards a person with Down syndrome being the topic being all about disability, just having the person with Down syndrome be a regular person in the program. Some of you listeners are fans of a certain series called Coronation Street, and on there is an actor with Down syndrome. What's his name? I can tell you. I'm actually going to tell you now. What is his name? His name's Liam Bairstow, and he's an actor on Coronation Street, and he is a Down syndrome ambassador for MenCap. Oh, I am a huge fan of MenCap. They support people with disabilities, but they also have people on their board, on their organization structure, in their leadership team with disabilities, and that includes people with Down syndrome. So let's hear just a little bit now from Liam from Coronation Street about what Down syndrome means to him. Take it away, Liam.
My name is Bairstow and I'm age 32 and I'm a young actor in Bradford. You also might know me as Alex on Coronation Street. It's not a negative word, it's a beautiful word, and I'm proud and I'm happy with who I am and what I am. Having Down syndrome has never held me back, that everyone should achieve their dream. Everyone should be treated equally and the same. I think people with Down syndrome should be on media mark, because that everyone should follow their dreams and grab it with both hands.
Oh, thank you, Liam. So here we are, 2023, and we've got a new short film out called An Irish Goodbye. So An Irish Goodbye follows two brothers in rural Northern Ireland. They're estranged brothers that are reunited following their mother's untimely death. This film is a simple film. Again, it's only about 23 minutes long. And it doesn't go into disability rights. It doesn't go into any political things. It just looks at how two brothers can return to each other after their mother's death. So it's lovely. So James Martin plays, what's his name in it? What is your name in the play, James? He plays the part of Lorkin. Lorkin has Down syndrome, and he wants to stay in his mother's home, which is a farm in Northern Ireland. He doesn't want to go somewhere that he doesn't know. He's got a life there. Now, his brother, Turlough, played by Seamus O'Hara, he has a life in London, and he wants to not have the added responsibility of looking after Lorkin. In the film, we don't ever see Lorkin needing support from Turlough, and I think this is a beautiful part by the directors. Never do we see Lorkin needing help with cooking or doing the dishes or getting dressed or helping with the farm. We don't see that. What the director lovingly does is lets us as an audience, well, I think it's two directors. They let us as an audience see this grief process that we all experience. In mirroring imagery, Turlough and Lorkin both are having and displaying the same steps of grief. They're both sad. They both miss their mom. They're both looking out. They're both lost in what they can do. And they're both displaying it similarly. At one point, Lorkin is literally just laying on the ground out in the farm. And Turlough is just sitting there staring ahead, just staring blankly, lost. Down syndrome or not, we're all experiencing these same emotions of loss, especially for a mother. So together, they figure out how to get through and move on. Not move on, but celebrate their mother, celebrate their friendship, their brothership. In the performance, we have Father O'Shea, played by Paddy Jenkins, and he gives a beautiful performance. This film is not about Jesus coming to heal those brokenhearted or the priest giving them wise words, because he doesn't. He's not silly. He's not goofy. He's no Father Brown or anything like that. I don't know, maybe because he's Irish and I always think Irish people can be funny. He lays it flat like, this is what's happening, da da da. Anyway, Father O'Shea reveals to Lorkin and Turlough, the brothers, that the mother has left a wish list of things to do before she dies. Well, the response from the brothers is nothing. They're still in that part of grief where they're just lost in the haze. Maybe those words didn't really sink in even really, but they're lost. And they're isolated as well. And in the film, it shows them both separate going through grief, isolated. All right. So then we move on. Turlough tells the sad news to Lorkin, his brother with Down syndrome, that we don't know if it's sad news. Now, when I was watching this, I thought, that's not fair for Auntie, whatever her name is, who Lorkin is going to go live with. She could be a perfectly lovely person. What's wrong with that? It's not too different than Lorkin living with his mother, living with his aunt. There's no big thing. Now, in the film, the directors don't put a bad thing on it either. They don't. Please don't think that they do that. You just see through Lorkin that he doesn't want to do that. He wants to continue to live where he is. He's not ready to move on yet. He's in that stage of grief where he wants somewhere familiar, someplace where he knows, and someplace that is his right now. And what he needs is his brother. So anyway, his brother is like, no, we got to move on. He wants to zoom ahead in his grief. He's like, he wants to get away from the familiar. He wants to get away from the smells of his mother, from childhood memories, from maybe even his brother, who in many ways might remind him of his mother. So he's like, no, I'm going to give you to your aunt. It's going to be great. So Lorcan, to the surprise of everyone, says, well, everyone as in the audience and the brother, says, I've got the list and let's make a deal. I will go to my aunt if we can complete this list that Mum made together. So, you know, that sounds like a pretty good deal. Let's get whatever's on the list. So let's look what's on the list. And Lorcan throws away the line. There's 100 things, by the way. And we know as a audience that we're in for a fun little ride. Now, the movie is only 25 minutes long. The directors could have dragged it out to being longer, but I think keeping it short and just having like a montage of the things that the mother had on the list to do before she died was a good choice. It was a good choice. Keep it short. Keep it to the point. But through this montage, you see the brothers creatively with the mother, the dead mother, doing all these things on her to-do list. The mother's ashes are kept in this lovely blue urn, and Lorcan, played by James Martin, the actor with Down syndrome, is holding on to it and does these things together. Now they don't. So one of the things on her list was to fly in a hot air balloon. We don't see them going into like a real hot air balloon. What they do creatively, because it's the mother and the ashes and in the urn, they tie a lot of helium balloons to it and make their own kind of little hot air balloon. It is in these creative ways that they they learn Tai Chi, they do life art modeling, they do all these little things that many people have on their bucket list, things to do before they die. But they do it creatively. And they do it together. So you can see they're still holding on. They're still holding on to Mummy in this urn. But they're learning to do it together. They're remembering what it is to be a team. To grieve together. To love together. I don't want to give away the ending. But it is not clear. I can say it's not clear. What happens? Does the brother stay? Does he sell the farm? Does Lorcan go to live with his aunt? What happens? But what we do see is two men moving through the next phase of grief, of accepting that mother is not there anymore, of accepting their new roles with each other, and accepting their new roles in the world together. It's really lovely. Now there is some, I will say, parents that are listening, I don't know, I think I would let my 10-year-old Rowan watch this, but not any younger. There's a few swear words said by Lorcan because he's upset, which is true to life. For a young man, his mother's passed away and he's upset about things, he might say a few choice swear words. So that's what happens in the film. There's everything else is totally appropriate for people, for any age. I think the film is a great film to watch thinking of brothers. It's a great film to watch about bereavement as well. One of the little sub-themes is the mother on her to-do list wanted to read a whole novel. The novel the boys picked to read together is the Bible. Now, please, this is not... I'm turning it into a faith film. It's not really a faith film. But you've got to give it to them that you've got the priest in there, they're reading the Bible, they talk about the story of Cain and Abel, two brothers having to deal with each other with not such a good ending. So there are beautiful little rays of faith scattered in the film, in this short film. Now, this film is a good example of World Down Syndrome Awareness Day. James Martin, the actor, got to have a good say in everything. Some of the lines were rewritten by him so that he could say it with his own capabilities. And James has also been in other films and stuff, so he's been able to be a part of this process. And now, James Martin is the first actor ever to receive an Oscar. The first actor ever with Down syndrome to receive and win an Oscar award. If anything else, I think James, he's proud. He is proud of winning his Oscar. But he's also proud of just taking this bit more step of normalcy of having people with Down syndrome on screen. People having Down syndrome in the media. This morning we've talked about other films, TV shows, Coronation Street. It's something beautiful that we need to see. But let's not take it for granted either. Like, oh, it's normal now. We need to remember that there is a miracle in the life that happens in birth. Everyone born is a miracle. Everyone. Different 21 chromosomes, however many chromosomes, it's a miracle. Today, I was hoping to have our dear friend Elizabeth Corcoran, who supports people with Down syndrome and is helping in arranging and trying to stop legislation happening that allows people to have an abortion if the child is found to have Down syndrome in the womb. Today, she's not able to join us because she and her brother with Down syndrome are at Parliament, standing outside and doing what we are all thinking about, hopefully today, a little bit, or at least this morning while you're listening to Radio Maria, about with us, not for us. So thank you so much for joining us with this Culture Tuesday today. An Irish Goodbye can be found on different streaming platforms. You can watch it on BBC, on their iStreaming player. And that's how I got to watch it. And there's loads of other lovely films about with people with Down syndrome. One other film I will suggest that's really lovely, that's recent as well. In 2019, The Peanut Butter Falcon is amazing. My sons watched it. They loved it. It also takes place in North Carolina, so it brought me a bit closer to home. It's got Shia LaBeouf and who else does it have? The lady looks familiar. But one of the leads is a gentleman with Down syndrome, and it's amazing. It's amazing. There's wrestling involved as well. So that is your Culture Tuesday for today, celebrating World Down Syndrome Day and awareness. Let's end our program, though, with a prayer. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, teach us to pray. Lord, you make all things good. You make all things beautiful. You have this plan for all of us. You have this plan that you see. Holy Spirit, we ask you to bring us trust, to let you guide us in our decisions, to let us guide us in how to treat other people. Holy Spirit, help lighten each person we see, seeing Jesus within each of them, knowing that they are a part of this body of Christ. They are an important part of this body that has a role to be, a role to have in our world. Open our hearts to be open to what these possibilities may be. Lord, I pray for all those mothers that have been given the news that their child will be born with Down syndrome. I pray that you give them the courage, give them the love and the support they need to raise a beautiful and wonderful child of God with Down syndrome. Lord, I ask that you bring to the hearts of our lawmakers the right choices to see each individual in the womb as life, as an important part of our society that needs to be born and to be a part of this world. Lord, continue to support all those that support people with disabilities. And Lord, continue to bring the Holy Spirit of fortitude, the gifts of fortitude and courage and strength to all people with Down syndrome, to speak up for themselves, to be a part, to work hard, to have their voice be heard in all decisions made by, for them. Let them be made by them and with their input. In your name we pray, dear Lord. Amen.